Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Johanna, your reader today. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of November, and on the Hebrew calendar, it is Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, the first of Kislev. And for me, it is a special day because on Rosh Chodesh Kislev last year, I gave birth to my third child, and my son Yonatan was born. He's such a blessing, and he's so sweet, and it's amazing that a whole year has flown by. Of course, also, Kislev is the Hanukkah month, so we are starting to look forward in earnest to the celebrations coming up very soon. According to Jewish tradition, it is also the official start of winter here in the Holy Land. This week, our parasha is called Toldot, meaning generations, and today's Aliyah, or portion from the Torah, is Genesis 26, 13 through 22. But before we begin to read, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. And the man became great and continued to become greater until he became very great. He acquired livestock of sheep and livestock of cattle and numerous servants. Then the Philistines envied him. All the wells that his father's servants had dug in the days of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up and filled with dirt. So Avimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much more powerful than us." So Isaac departed from there, camped in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. Then Isaac dug again the wells of water that had been dug in the days of his father Abraham. The Philistines had stopped them up after Abraham's death. He gave them the same names that his father had given them. Then Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of living water there. But the shepherds of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's shepherds, saying, "The water is ours." So he named the well Quarrel, because they quarreled with him. Then he dug another well, and they quarreled over it too, so he named it Accusation. Then he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he named it Wide Spaces, and said, "Because now the Lord has created wide spaces for us, and we will be fruitful in the land." That was Genesis 26, 13 through 22. And today our portion from the prophets is going to be Judges 19. And I want to mention that if you have little ones listening along with you, this chapter might not be suitable for them. So just wanted to give you a little heads up. Now, in those days, there was no king in Israel. There was a certain Levite dwelling in a remote part of the hill country of Ephraim, who got himself a concubine out of Bethlehem in Judah. But his concubine played the harlot against him and went away from him to her father's house in Bethlehem in Judah, and was there for a period of 4 months. Then her husband arose and went after her to speak kindly to her, to bring her back. He had his servant and a pair of donkeys with him. So she brought him into her father's house, and when the father of the young woman saw him, he was glad to meet him. His father-in-law, the young woman's father, kept him staying with him 3 days, eating, drinking, and lodging there. Now on the fourth day they woke up early in the morning, and he rose up to depart. But the young woman's father said to his son-in-law, "Strengthen your heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward you may go." So the two of them sat down and ate and drank together. Then the young woman's father said to the man, "Please, Be willing to spend the night, and let your heart be merry. Then the man rose up to depart, but his father-in-law urged him, so he lodged there again. Then he woke up early in the morning on the fifth day to depart. But the young woman's father said, "Please strengthen yourself and tarry until afternoon." So both of them ate. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the young woman's father, said to him, "Behold now, the day is waning toward evening. Please spend the night. Behold, the day is drawing to a close. Lodge here and let your heart be merry. Then tomorrow get up early for your journey, so that you may go home." But the man would not spend that night. So he rose up and departed, and came to a place near Yebus, that is Jerusalem, and with him were a pair of saddled donkeys and his concubine. When they were near Yebus, and the day was almost gone, the servant said to his master, "Come, please, and let us turn aside into the city of the Jebusites, and lodge in it." But his master said to him, "We will not turn aside into a city of foreigners, who are not of Bnei Israel. Let's go on to Gibeah." "Come on," he said to his servant, "let's try to reach one of these places. We'll spend the night in Gibeah or Ramah." So they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down on them near Gibeah, which belongs to Benjamin. Then they turned aside there to enter and lodge in Gibeah. When he went in, he sat down in the town square, for there was no one who took them into his house to spend the night. Now behold, an old man was coming from his work in the field at evening. The man was of the hill country of Ephraim, but dwelled in Gibeah, while the rest of the men of the place were Benjamites. When he lifted up his eyes and saw the wayfaring man in the open square of the town, the old man asked, "Where are you going, and where do you come from?" "We are passing from Bethlehem of Judah," he said to him, "to the remote part of the hill country of Ephraim, for I am from there, and I went to Bethlehem of Judah. But now I am going to the house of the Lord, yet no one has taken me into his house. Nevertheless, there is both straw and fodder for our donkeys, and also bread and wine for me, your handmaid, and the young man that is with your servants. There is no lack of anything." The old man said, "Shalom to you. Let all your needs be on me. Only don't spend the night in the open square." So he brought him into his house and gave the donkeys fodder, and they washed their feet and ate and drank. While they were making their hearts merry, behold, some worthless men of the town surrounded the house. Pounding the door, they shouted to the owner of the house, "Bring out the man that came into your house," they said to the old man, "so we may have relations with him." But the man, the owner of the house, went out to them and said to them, "No, my fellows, please don't do this evil. After all, this man has come into my house. Don't commit this disgraceful deed. Look, here is my virgin daughter and his concubine. I will bring them out to you now, and you may abuse them and do to them whatever pleases you. But don't do such a degrading thing to this man." But the men would not listen to him. So the man seized his concubine and brought her out to them, and they raped her and abused her all the night until morning. When dawn broke, they let her go. As the morning came, the woman came and fell down at the doorway of the man's house, where her master was, until it was full daylight. When her master rose up in the morning, opened the doors of the house, and went out to go his way, behold, the woman, his concubine, had collapsed at the doorway of the house, with her hands on the threshold. "Get up," he said to her, "and let's go." But there was no response, so he placed her on the donkey. Then the man got up and went to his place. Now, when he entered his house, he took a knife and laid hold of his concubine and cut her limb by limb into 12 pieces and sent her to all the territory of Israel. So it was that everyone who saw it said, "Nothing like this has ever happened or been seen since the day that Bnei Israel came up from the land of Egypt to this day. Think it over, take counsel, and speak up." That was Judges 19. Today, our portion from the writings is Psalm 41. For the music director, a psalm of David. Blessed is the one who considers the wretched. The Lord will deliver him in the evil day. The Lord will protect him and keep him alive. He will be made blessed in the land. You will not give him over to the desire of his foes. The Lord will strengthen him on his sick bed. May you restore him completely from his bed. I said, "Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil about me. When will he die and his name perish? And if someone of them comes to see me, he speaks falsely. He stores up evil in his heart. Then he goes out and chatters. All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst about me. Something evil was poured into him. He will not get up again from the place where he lies. Even my own close friend whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, Lord, have mercy on me and raise me up so I may repay them. By this I know that you delight in me, that my enemy does not shout in triumph over me. You uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen." That was Psalm 41. Our final portion today is from the Apostles, and it is Mark 1. The beginning of the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach ben Elohim. As Isaiah the prophet has written, "Behold, I send my messenger before you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord and make his path straight.' John appeared, immersing in the wilderness, proclaiming an immersion involving repentance for the removal of sins. All the Judean countryside was going out to him, and all the Jerusalemites. As they confessed their sins, they were being immersed by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made from camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. 'After me comes one who is mightier than I am,' he proclaimed. 'I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the strap of his sandals. I immersed you with water, but he will immerse you in the Ruach HaKodesh.' In those days, Yeshua came from Nazareth in the Galilee and was immersed by John in the Jordan. Just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens ripping open and the Ruach as a dove coming down upon him. And there came a voice from the heavens, 'You are my Son whom I love. With you I am well pleased.' That instant the Ruach drives him into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels were taking care of him. Now after John was put in jail, Yeshua came into the Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. 'Now is the fullness of time,' he said, 'and the kingdom of God is near. Turn away from your sins and believe in the good news.' Passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Simon's brother Andrew, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Yeshua said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going a little farther, he saw Jacob, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who were in their boat mending their nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired hands and followed him. As they went into Capernaum, right away on Shabbat, he entered the synagogue and began to teach. And they were astounded at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as the Torah scholars. Just then there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have we to do with you, Yeshua of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." Yeshua rebuked him, saying, "Quiet, come out of him." And the unclean spirit, after throwing the man into convulsions and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all so amazed that they asked among themselves, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And immediately news about him spread throughout the region surrounding Galilee. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with Jacob and John to the house of Simon and Andrew. Now Simon's mother-in-law was lying sick with a fever. Right away they told Yeshua about her. He came and raised her up by taking her hand. The fever left her, and she began to take care of them. When evening came at sunset, the people brought to him all the sick and those who were afflicted by demons. The whole town gathered together at the door. He healed many who were sick with various diseases and drove out many demons. And he would not allow the demons to speak because they knew who he was. Very early, while it was still night, Yeshua got up, left, and went away to a place in the wilderness, and there he was praying. Then Simon and those with him hunted for Yeshua. And when they found him, they said to him, "Everybody is looking for you." He said to them, "Let's go somewhere else, to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also. This is what I came for." And he went throughout all the Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and driving out demons. A man with tzaraat comes to him, begging him and falling on his knees, saying, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Moved with compassion, Yeshua stretched out his hand and touched him. He said, "I am willing, be cleansed." Immediately the tzaraat left him and he was cleansed. Yeshua sent him away at once, sternly warning him. He said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the Kohen. Then, for your cleansing, offer what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim and spread the word, so much that Yeshua could no longer enter a town openly, but had to stay out in wilderness or areas. Still, they kept on coming to him from everywhere. That was Mark chapter 1, and it concludes the readings for this episode. If, however, you are reading the apostolic writings twice in this year cycle, you'll be reading Romans 12 today also. Thank you so much for listening. This is Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.